Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I can't stop laughing, you guys. Okay, well, I don't even know where to start with this big two-night, what would you call it, disaster or greatest television ever?
Hot mess.
Welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Christine Lee with pregnant Katie Pallotta.
Hello.
Hi, Katie. And Ryan Jones. Hey, Ryan.
I don't really need to laugh. I think you need to be in awe because for the first time ever, this show delivered on being the most dramatic episode
ever
of all time. We finally got it.
Let's tick off some key points here. First of all, Kirpo was right.
Kish.
Cassie dumped Colton, which was a beautiful thing, who is most likely still a virgin. And Chris Harrison writes the greatest notes. And really, you cannot understand 900 women sitting on stage arguing and shoving pacifiers in each other's mouth.
And yelling over each other.
Yelling.
The whole time.
Couldn't
tell you one thing that was said on the Women Tell
All. Which is probably for the best.
It's true.
Although everyone looked fabulous, so there was that. But let's start with night one, because we kind of go in order of things. Tayshia had that first big date. She's afraid of heights, so of course everything has to be up in the air.
I know, for someone who absolutely hates heights, she certainly got her fix in.
Well, that's her mistake. When you're filling out the forms to be on The Bachelor and they say, what are you afraid of? You know that they're going to put you in every situation.
Just write down something you like.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm afraid of beautiful sandy beaches and tropical drinks. Oh no, keep
I'm afraid
them away.
Of the ocean.
Exactly, exactly.
I'm afraid of cute puppies. Yeah. Oh no.
We're putting
on
you
the
in
beach.
A room with puppies. Yeah, so that was the first night, the first date.
Definitely way too much footage shown, but obviously you only had two dates this week, so they did have to stretch it out before everything that went down with Cassie, but they stretched it out too much. It was kind of boring.
Yeah,
it was boring.
I agree.
But they had to lay the groundwork because they had to make it pretty clear that Tayshia was there, ready to get it on, and Colton was not quite there. They needed to make it pretty clear to draw the parallels between her and Cassie.
I mean, that's all she talked about, really, during the date was intimacy's like the biggest part of a relationship. And she just kept saying, being intimate and intimacy, and I can't wait for the fantasy suite.
Well, and she even said, I understand waiting. I waited with my husband, so I get it, like, all on board.
Right.
What other boxes do you have to check? You know, I mean, oh my God. Like, what else is there to say?
She could not be leading into that more than she did on that date.
I love these young unmarried kids who think intimacy is everything in a marriage. I can't wait for you guys to find out the truth.
And
separate bedrooms are everything.
And then even after whatever, the overnight, she made it very clear that she wanted it to be more.
What was it that she said? That everything didn't happen
that
she was expecting.
We weren't as intimate as I wanted to be.
I just thought she was like, it was interesting.
That's when you say
it was very nice.
Katie, that's what you say when you're at a restaurant and the food isn't that good but someone else is paying the tab and they ask you how it was and you say, oh, it was interesting.
It was very,
very
nice.
Very interesting. It was nice.
Yeah.
You know,
and she was a lot less excited and enthusiastic waking up in the morning.
Exactly.
So for sure.
So yeah. So it was but how beautiful is Portugal? I mean, seriously, if people didn't book their tickets after watching that episode.
That's exactly what we said as they're doing some of those overheads. Like, we'll go there.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Most definitely.
I've never been. I mean, I've never been across the Atlantic. So
I lived in Spain because I was a military brat, and I've never been to Portugal. And it's right there.
You're literally right next door.
It's literally right there. I'm kicking myself
They
now.
Definitely, I mean, we talked about it, but they definitely upped their travel game this season.
And for sure.
A lot more places on the list.
Well, shall we get on to Cassie then?
We shall.
Okay. Ryan, I'm interested in your perspective on this. I was actually watching it. I'm thinking, I wonder what wonder, like, as a guy, what does this feel like watching this unfold?
Well, we knew your take last week on why Cassie.
Because I was gone last
week.
Was
still there.
Yeah.
Right. And hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Seems like you're still fighting it.
Yeah.
So I thought last week, I tried to put it as delicately as possible. Thankfully, did not get any hate mail, so that was nice.
You actually got
You didn't get my letter?
You actually got one person on Instagram that her husband agreed with you, so.
Well, what I missed it. What did you say?
So I thought that the only reason he kept Cassie around, because he thought, well, first of all, I like her, and if she's still not ready to be engaged, that's fine, but he really wants to her.
Oh, he wants to get with her?
And that's the only reason he kept her around, is because, at least I get to go to the fantasy suite and...
Between the sheets,
yes,
that's old
it.
Game. Okay.
But watching this back, as we all saw, it was clearly much more than that.
Just a little bit.
He kept her around because, to him, the show's over. And he made up his mind. And, I mean, he was even lighting candles in his room ready to come back to do it. Because he's like, yep, I need to be in love. I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love. Oh, my God.
Like, that's the point where you should know that something's about to happen.
The anvil is hanging over
because
there's still
1 hour left.
And another date. Now, we didn't know at the time that it wouldn't be in this episode, but
yeah.
And another date. So right away, I'm thinking, oh, well, you know, because we sort of were guessing what the fence jump was from. We figured, well, it almost has to be probably, maybe, you know, Cassie still not wanting to be engaged. And well, more or less, that's still it. Didn't know it was going to be quite to the extent of just totally laying it out there and her just...
Do you think there's going to be a date with Hannah?
That's a great question because...
I don't think there's going to be.
The whole world seems to believe that she's our next Bachelorette.
Or maybe there would be maybe a date type thing, but not fantasy suite. I don't know. How can you do that after that whole night of basically crying and throwing things and saying...
But we're looking at it out of sequence, so they probably did record a date.
That's true.
I mean,
maybe.
If you're going in sequence, because the Women Tell All was recorded after all that stuff happened, and they just air it back out of sequence, I would think that, yes, he did go on a date.
But the dates might not have aired out of sequence. It might have been Tayshia...
Heather, or Hannah.
No, Cassie, and then still Hannah just sitting twiddling her thumbs waiting for her date the next day or the next week or whatever.
Yeah.
So there,
we don't know how they edited everything together.
Yeah, we shouldn't assume that they did it in another order and just put this one here for the sake of how they aired. We'll find out if they filmed it or not, but there's a good chance that
how are you going to do her dirty like that and not let her at least have a date? I mean, that would just have a terrible boomerang.
But
effect.
I don't think they're going to go on a date. But if they do after that, then he's going way down on my list.
Well,
that's just wrong.
I mean, there's so much to unpack with how this happened because yes, you would think, how do we come back from this? How can he possibly sit with Hannah or Tayshia at the end and him propose and then watch this back and whatever. Do we not remember
Ari?
Well, first of all, yeah, Ari gets engaged and they live together for however many months and then he breaks up with her or whatever. But how about with Rachel? Rachel was basically begging Peter to just propose. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, happily accepts Brian's proposal. Everything's great. This is the best thing ever. So I was watching Rachel and Peter thinking, how can she possibly come back from this? That didn't seem to matter. Yeah, Ari got engaged to somebody else. That didn't seem to matter. So, yes, I had the same initial thought when he's professing his love, saying, when I'm with these other women, all I do is think about you. Dude.
Yeah, I feel like... Because it is actually similar to the whole Rachel thing. But I feel like this one was just so much more emotional and deeper. Like, Rachel was upset and there were tears, obviously, because it was The Bachelorette. But, like, I just feel like this one, he was so much more invested in this episode that it just went off the rails.
Speaking of, you guys brought up Rachel. I just have to throw in a side note. I was catching up on Lip Sync Battle. Rachel battled Ben Higgins on an episode of Lip Sync Battle with Chrissy Teigen and LL Cool J. Rachel is so incredible. She is amazing. You have to go look it up and watch the episode.
Does that mean she won?
And spoiler alert. Ben was really friggin' good too. And you know I'm not a fan of Ben Higgins.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. So, okay, anyway.
We're going to have to find it post it.
Yeah, remember when saying I love you to two women was the worst thing you could possibly do in this show? Oh, my God.
I like Ben Higgins now. Yeah. I really like the guy.
And now in the middle of date, you're professing your love for one, saying you're the only one I think about when I'm with them. Oh, my God.
Colton totally forgot that there were two other women still left on the show. He put all his eggs in one basket. Cassie started to get nervous, especially when she found out that her father hadn't signed off on his proposal. And so, I mean, that really unnerved her, to say the least.
Yeah, I don't think she was expecting Colton to tell her that.
Right.
She definitely wasn't expecting it.
I mean, what would you do if your father had said no or didn't implicitly say yes when your fiance asked for your hand in marriage?
I think it would make me
pause
and probably go back and think more about it. But at the same time, it really made her really upset. But she was just saying how she wasn't sure.
The whole
anyway.
Time. Yeah.
So if she was like, oh my gosh, this is the guy that I'm supposed to be with. And like basically what her dad said, if you came in saying like that, we would totally be on board with you and listen to you and get to know him and, you know, support you through this. But she, even at her hometown, she was just like, well, I think I'm falling in love with him.
They were reading each other's cues. Yeah, they were reading each other's cues.
Well, he should have told her right after the hometown. Saying,
which she brought that up. She was like, you should have told me.
And I get that. And he should have just said, listen, it's very important for me to have your father's approval. You know, I'm really upset that I don't have it, but I'm still here for you. All the stuff he then said here, I think makes sense. It doesn't deter me. I still want to be with you. But yeah, I'm upset that I don't have it. But ultimately, it's nice to have, but it's our decision, not his decision. And he should have told her, but then at the same time, the father can't fly to friggin'
Portugal
to knock on her door just to say the same thing, like, well, you don't have what me and mom had, so.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the opposite, and I thought he was going to show up at the door, and when he started talking, be like, you know what, this is your life, you know what's best for you, like, kind of go that route, and just follow your heart, basically.
That's the only way that would have made sense.
Yeah.
Stay home, dude. What are you doing?
No,
he told her that same story when she was at home. So,
aren't you guys following the ratings jump? Every time something awful happens on The Bachelor, everyone's talking about it. The producers had to do something after Ari and his whole I changed my mind routine.
But she was already questioning things. She didn't need her father to push her over the edge. Like, it just stayed.
Yeah, or if she was 100% in for it and he flew out there and was like, actually, you know what? I don't think this is a good idea. Like, even that.
Yeah.
But
you're not ready. Yeah, I don't think I'm ready. Oh, cool. Good talk.
Yeah.
Like, stay home.
What did you think? How about their date where they're just dancing? She's just dancing with random old guys.
I loved it.
Watch
and
your hands,
as
dude.
As we learned, like, Colton cannot dance.
No.
Any type of dance. I mean, I'm not a dancer either. But
I'm not going to get out there and dance.
But no rhythm at all. Like, I don't know what he's doing. But he tried.
Well, somebody wrote, I don't know where I saw this, but someone said, and the third stage of grief is jumping over a fence. Like, bargaining, denial, then fence jumping. Yep. And so obviously now we know where that footage comes from. But it's more than that. Like, the meltdown was epic, throwing the walkie-talkie in the craft food service cart. And then
ripping off his mic.
Yeah, I mean, What are you?
Well, I just thought it was funny because he was like, "I'm not mad," and then turned around and started like smashing things, and like I was
like,
such like
a
girl response, like, "No, I'm not mad. It's fine.
Everything's fine."
And then Hulk smash.
Everything's fine, and then you just go smashing things,
and then we flip a table.
Exactly.
And but he, what I think sort of almost got glossed over in this because we were all watching it. Sort of, you're a Simpsons fan, and I posted this picture, but it's the, you know, Ralph Wiggum, where you can be like, oh, you can actually see his heart breaking in slow motion. It's
poor Ralph.
You could hear him shaking.
Shaking, for sure. But throughout all that, he went to, and this is again goes back to the Rachel Peter thing that they didn't really deal with, but we talked about a bit, was he finally said, if at the end you're not ready to get engaged, we don't have to get engaged. Like, I think people overlook this because that's always the drama of, you're not ready to get married, you're not ready to get married. Nothing says you, I understand the whole purpose, with air quotes, is to be engaged at the end of this. And some people are very clear that they want to be engaged after this. But he finally broached that, hey, if you're not ready for engagement after this, we don't have to be engaged.
We can just still be dating.
Yes, like that is the thing. That's allowed. And clearly she was just, she had made up her mind no matter what she said the first few times when he asked her. But they could have just kept going because she said, I wish we had more time.
She didn't
He's giving
want
you
to.
Them more time.
Yeah. She didn't want to keep going with him. If you know what? Like, it's like that whole thing of, you do the things you want to do. That's why the laundry piles up. You don't want to do it. Like, yeah. You do the things that you actually want to do. She didn't want to be with the guy anymore. It's really that simple. She didn't want to be with him anymore, even to be just dating. Like,
I don't fully disagree with you. I think this next week will tell us if that is fully the case.
Yeah.
But just say that then. Like, the way she did it was even worse than if she would have just said, you know what?
How do you say, I don't want to be with you on camera without being an a-hole?
She was an a-hole anyways.
No, but I mean, how do you come out with it like that? Like, I just don't want to be with you.
Yeah. Can you just stop?
Can you just shut up? Stop talking.
Can we not? I'm going to leave now.
I mean,
I've got a reservation. I got a res at 8:30.
I got a flight. But he basically did give her everything. He said, I love you. He said, he's going to fight for you. He said, we don't have to get engaged.
Yeah.
I'll give you all the time.
That's like, a wimp. He's a wimp. She doesn't want a wimp. She wants a guy who, you know, poor guy can't win, can he?
He can't.
He can't win.
He professes his love. And like Katie said, everything that she was looking for, he put out on a silver platter. We can wait. You wanted more time? Here's more time. He's cutting her off at the knees every place where she has an excuse. I don't want this to be over, but I want more time. Done.
How much did the producers punk us this season, though? Because all along, he's been getting dumped. He's been getting dumped more than any bachelor has ever been dumped on a show before. And yes. Now, the biggest one so far, who knows what else is going to happen. But I mean, they just were spoon feeding us. We should have known this was coming.
Yeah, he did get dumped a lot.
The most dumped bachelor in history, for sure.
It just kept coming and coming.
Just really, I feel bad for him, honestly. But
well, okay. So,
but I felt also that the fence jump lived up to the hype because you know, we were talking a little bit about this before we came in here. Is every year there's that one thing that they keep showing all season, whether it's a fake fight or, you know,
blood.
The blood, and he fell off the bed and hit his face. Like, oh, okay. They made it seem all season, it's coming, there's going to be this big thing.
It was.
And every year there's nothing. This actually was legit. Like, I don't think he overreacted. I don't think they made too much of this jump. Like, because at first when they showed the clips early on, I was like, oh, it's at the Bachelor Mansion, who cares? He's in another friggin' country,
yeah.
And he's just running in the dark. Are you kidding me? Like, this is legit.
I think that Cassie might have and probably would have come around to saying if her father didn't show up.
Would have had another Ari situation in reverse where she would have been with this guy that she didn't really want to have said yes to.
Well, maybe.
That's true, but if she was set in her mind, I'm just going to stay and see what happens.
Yeah.
And then he was like, we don't have to get engaged at the end of this. And she didn't know, all the father stuff and her father didn't show up, I think she probably would still be here at least to the final two.
I wish we had more time. Oh, I have more time. Great. All right. And onwards we go.
I still feel like they're, I don't know. I feel like they're going to end up together.
Well,
somehow.
You know, we haven't gotten...
I haven't crossed her off.
That's
my,
a possibility.
I have not crossed her off my list of season. I did my big board and I've been crossing people off as it goes, and she is not crossed off.
It was too big of a to-be-continued
episode.
Well,
because Jimmy Kimmel's wife, who's never been wrong, I think she picked Cassie, too.
Well, and she...
I think you did say that.
She was very obviously absent from the Women Tell All.
Yeah, and so was...
Elise wasn't there.
Yes, Elise, thank you.
Right, but I mean, whatever. But with Cassie, there could be something to her absence. Because, you know, and this could be a falling off the bed moment, but then, you know, in the coming attractions for next week, they show him knocking on a door. Whose door is it? Could be hers. It's probably not. It's probably
like Chris Harrison.
Yeah, or Chris Harrison. And by the way, Chris Harrison, I understand it provided the greatest moment in Bachelor history, but can you not lose The Bachelor?
You literally have one job.
Seriously, I understand he was probably napping again, but can you maybe just put a leash on it, you know, like the little kid leash, and just...
He was busy writing another letter.
Like, come on, little...
Which he did not write that day card. That was a teenager's handwriting. That was an intern's handwriting.
Thank you.
But you're right. Like, one job is don't lose The Bachelor / Bachelorette.
Right.
And... off into the countryside goes The Bachelor.
I love how like he started like kind of making a run for it, and they're like, get Chris out here. Like, Chris Harrison was going to jump over the fence and try to grab him.
I wanted them to play the bionic man sound effect as he was going over the fence. You know, that... I would have been like, I thought, because, you know, that would have been just so retro and so perfect.
And this is the first time...
It was too emotional for that, though.
I think it's the first time I remember seeing Elon, is that his name? One of the creators, actually on camera.
Oh,
it was very brief,
yes.
The guy with the crazy hair.
Yeah.
Very brief, but I was like, I don't think, I've only seen the Twitter stuff. I don't know that I've ever actually seen him on camera. So that's when you know it's legit.
That guy's a character, because we read all about him in that book by Amy Kaufman, who is the Los Angeles Times entertainment reporter, and she wrote a book called Bachelor Nation. And if you haven't read it, it's a really good book. It gives all the dirt and gossip, and she gets into the whole backstory on that guy, Elon.
Yep.
He is a shady character, to say the least.
I mean, kind of have to be in this world, I feel like.
Yeah. We determined that the show Unreal is pretty much what it's like behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we have a continuation of this, and you're right. The knock on the door most likely... It does make sense that because it really doesn't gel that because her dad flew over and she was questioning it a little bit, that she calls the whole thing off. It doesn't really make sense.
And he did say he would fight for her.
So you're
right.
And
I think at that point he has to realize how ridiculous it's going to be to have to tell
the other two
girls about what happened.
You're my second and third choice, by the way.
Yeah, and I feel like if she doesn't come back next week, which is the finale, then I feel like he's just gonna say no to both of them.
Yeah,
and
what
just...
would you do if you're Tayshia or
Hannah?
You can't. How can you save face after that?
Yeah.
Again, we've seen it before, though, where these bachelor or bachelorettes
but
go
it
all
wasn't
in on
this,
another character.
It
I
wasn't
know,
this
was
emotional.
Intense.
This was intense.
Okay.
If it's not Cassie, if he doesn't like full speed to Cassie and convince her and win her back and all that stuff, then
No,
I still think it's gonna be Hannah. I think he's gonna.
No, I disagree with you on
because
that.
Because all he has to see, because he wasn't there with Tayshia. He was very
That's
clear.
That's basically putting him and Ari on the same level.
No, I don't agree.
I do.
I because he says
I can't see.
He wasn't there with Tayshia. He clearly was there with Cassie. Why can't he get there with Hannah?
Because he won't jump a fence for Hannah.
And all the things he said to Cassie. He would be Ari level if he did that.
Okay. I
in my opinion.
Well, I agree with you. I'm with you on that one, Katie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to see how it's done, first thing. Of all, but I initially would think that he could still make it work with Hannah.
No, not when you spill your guts like that, and not when you go psycho crazy, jumping fences, throwing microphones, throwing walkie-talkies, knocking over craft service cars.
Smashing glasses,
pushing cameras out of your face. I mean, that's next level, for real. So what did we learn from the Women Tell All episode? One thing's for sure.
They're all children.
They need to hire referees. I mean, just please, maybe they could bring in some old contestants, put them in black and white stripes, and just
act. Chris Harrison yelling from the stage isn't really cutting it.
No, they need a talking stick is what they need.
They pass the stick.
Yes, do you have the talking stick? Well, then shut up, okay? Because talking stick only. And you couldn't. You said it earlier, Katie. You couldn't understand what any of these people were saying. And then you had the people who I couldn't have picked out of a lineup trying to be stars.
Yeah. Also, who is Jane?
Nobody knows who Jane was.
Who's Nina?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of remember Nina because she at least made it to our fantasy draft.
Nobody knows who Jane
but
was.
But Jane... Nina was on Christine's team for.
I remember
a week.
Nina. Yeah.
Oh
but,
yeah. Oh yeah. There was.
I have never seen Jane in my life.
You and the rest of the internet, all of us, were like, "Who the hell is Jane?"
They're like naming all the people, and they're like, "Jane," and everyone's like,
"What?" They just did that just to mess with us.
You know, I think what we did learn though is
she wasn't a real contestant.
No, totally. They just want to fool people, see if they'll actually figure out that they just put random girls up there. And say like, "Oh yeah, I remember her. She was."
We learned Demi's definitely going to Paradise and that she can...
Oh, for sure.
She will own it. Oh, my God. She's going
to
dominate.
I can't wait to see her. Paradise is my favorite, followed by Bachelorette. Last is Bachelor. But I love to see the drama that she's going to stir up.
Well, and you know all these girls that she's warring with are all
going
to be there.
Yeah, I was going to say, Courtney's definitely going.
And
Courtney.
Yeah, and Demi made it very clear, and good for her, own your sexuality, saying that she's promiscuous and she's having fun and... God bless, like, your body, your choice. Like, absolutely, have fun. But she's totally going to, in Paradise, just steal everyone's man.
Oh,
it's going to be so great.
She was made for Paradise.
She was made. She was literally made for Paradise. Yeah. Absolutely.
But all these women, and I shouldn't say all, a lot of these women came with the decision that, okay, I'm going to have a thing where either it's a saying or whatever. And in the case of Onyeka, she decided she was going to stand up and read a definition of bullying without, clearly she didn't either workshop it or talk to anyone about this.
Be best.
Because all she did, she read a definition of something she was literally doing.
Yep.
Right.
So she was trying to prove, like, I'm reading this, so I'm showing that I'm not a bully, while she was doing exactly what she was saying.
You've just proven your own point
against yourself. You know how to read and write, but you don't know how to comprehend, clearly. Because otherwise, while you're reading this and coming up with this idea, you would say, oh, yeah, me standing up there and berating her like this is exactly what I have written down here.
Well, and that was Nicole's point. But she pointed out that what you just did underscores what I'm trying to say.
But then everyone attacked Nicole.
Oh,
yes!
That was ugly.
Like... actually attacked her.
I mean, ugly. Yeah.
And then she randomly got pulled up for a one-on-one with Chris Harrison, which was weird, except she got the free year of ice cream, which I'm pretty jealous about, but...
Gotta pay the bills. I understand. You know, but we haven't had as many of those this season, so finally they needed to...
They were like, they were such big fans of you, and like, she wasn't even... They were like, Halo Top loved you so much, and they were such big fans
of
you. But like, how? Like, I didn't understand that, but
apparently
she and Onyeka will be in Paradise too.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
sure.
Of course. Kaylin versus Katie.
Because we that one too. I mean,
if you had
nothing really got resolved
that. No. But Katie's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean,
and she
literally, she is just gorgeous.
She is. At least said what she overheard on the bus, that Kaylin and Cassie were talking, and they said, I hope, what, you know, if one of us doesn't win, I hope we at least have a chance to be the bachelorette
right.
to find
our
own love or yeah. whatever.
It yeah. definitely seemed more like semantics than anything else because ultimately they weren't arguing. I mean, they were arguing, but they weren't ultimately arguing about the basis of what was said. Everyone pretty much agreed that the bachelorette was mentioned.
Right.
And it was about interpretation. The other girls interpreted as, oh, they're just here because they want to be the bachelorette. And Kaylin and Cassie, or in this case, Kaylin speaking for Cassie, it was interpreted as, well, obviously we were both fighting for the same man. But if one of us does find our person here, we want the other one to find their person. Not necessarily, oh, you want to be the bachelorette, just go find your person. And I think it was, then they argued like, oh, well, you said one, and I never said one, but you said one on the phone. No, I didn't. So I think they were dancing in circles, which, big shock.
Yeah.
Ultimately saying the same thing. It's just how you want to interpret it. So pick your side. I don't know.
But we got to see Dean's name brought back up again. Dean, what's this?
I didn't even hear that. Was that one of the DMs she slid into?
Yeah. Remember Dean from?
Oh yes.
The big blue eyes.
Oh no, yeah, but I didn't catch who. I just heard them saying, "Oh, you slide into DMs
Did
of
the
other
DMs
cast
with
members."
Dean, yeah.
Oh, it was Dean. Okay, I missed that.
What do you have written there on your paper, Katie? It looks like you wrote WTF in huge letters after something that happened.
No, I had that thought many different times,
okay.
But no, that's just
because it's like the biggest I've ever seen you write on your notes.
It's actually just WTA for. Women tell all, but
but it could be.
But I had many, many thoughts.
I thought you had a big WTF moment that you wanted to make sure that you highlighted here in our podcast, but it was just regular segue into the Women Tell All show.
Well,
okay.
And really every moment was kind of like what?
Especially the pacifier. Like, what are you doing?
Well, I was just going to say, can we talk about Demi versus Courtney?
And say what you want about Demi and how ridiculous she is. I like the fact that she more or less owns who she is, and she's leaning into her character, and that's fine. But you don't walk up to another person
and shove a pacifier in their mouth
and put anything in their mouth, like. And I don't even mean that in another way. Just like, you don't do that.
You mean you're saying you don't put your hands on somebody else?
Exactly. Like Demi, you're lucky
she didn't get clocked.
That it was Demi who was again leaning into her character of, "Ooh, I'm wild and crazy, and I don't care," because. Try that with, I don't even know, but almost anyone else on that panel. Don't put your hands on me.
Right.
Are you
right.
kidding me?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was going to be a full-on brawl, but because I didn't see her pull out a pacifier.
Because Demi could have, because she joked about it, she said security, but she could have had her booted out. You don't go around putting hands on.
You know who would have clocked her is Bibby.
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying. You got the wrong and or, in this case, right person.
Right.
Who you try to do that to, you listen, I'm not a violent guy, but you don't put your hands on someone.
No, it would have turned into a different show, like Real Housewives, where the wigs go flying, or Love and Hip Hop, or one of that would have been painful.
Maybe that's what this episode needed, though. Maybe they should have just went at it.
Yeah, if we could have actually just seen a brawl. Yeah.
Well, especially after how crazy the actual show on Monday was, the Women Tell All was mostly eh. Especially they were saying, "Oh my God, this is the craziest ever." Eh, was it though?
I wasn't surprised about anything that happened.
Well,
at the Women Tell All.
Okay, what about Colton? We haven't talked about him talking to Kaylin and Hannah B. about, you know, coming to terms with getting sent home. Like,
I think Hannah B. actually did a good job
at,
because she's not always great at explaining things.
Even talking
she
at all.
Redeemed herself with the toast, which was a good one. But I think she did a good job at saying that she was upset. It was terrible, but, you know, you're a good guy. It didn't work out. We're good.
Who is our next bachelorette, do you think?
I think if they have to pick from this
group.
Season, I think it's going to be Hannah.
Yeah.
B.
Ryan? Oh, you still think Hannah could walk away as Mrs. Underwood?
Well, that's Hannah G.
Hannah
She's
G,
saying Hannah
right.
B.
Hannah B.
before the women's halal, because we talked about this last week, we were guessing, oh, who's going to be the bachelorette, and I was shocked that the people in the response, the people of Bachelor Nation, all of you listening out there, everyone was like, Hannah Beast, Hannah B, and watching her on Women Tell All, I can get on board with that. I think she needed to get more comfortable with the whole process of, oh, I actually need to speak in front of the camera and having a couple months to reflect on it or whatever. But I agree with Katie. She totally redeemed herself, and I could see that. So I think if it is from this group, I think it'll be Hannah B. If Cassie doesn't end up with Colton, that would be... It's a Peter situation again, because they wanted Peter to be the bachelor, and
he said no.
He wasn't ready to say same thing. He's like, I can't guarantee you that I'll be up for an engagement in 2 months.
It could still be Hannah G.
It could be, and I like Hannah a lot.
I mean, she was top of my board, but I don't think she can carry.
We haven't heard more than 10 words from her, and if you watch the bloopers, she caught a camera or a light, and she said, "Oh, I got it." I was like, "That's the most emotion we've seen from her in." It was actually in the blooper, whatever we're at.
That was really funny in the bloopers, because she was like, looked really sad and depressed. Like, it was a really sad moment, and then it fell, and she was just like.
And that's what I'm saying.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. When did we ever see that much emotion from her? We haven't seen anything from her. She's just always been there. And that's why I thought she was the Cassie of Colton's head. Meaning, I thought the whole time Hannah was the one he was head over heels about and was a shoe-in. Turns out it was Cassie.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this in a past episode too, but I think Tasia could have been a good contender for the Bachelorette. But with that whole, just that tiny bit of drama,
I think Women Tell All might have helped with that a little, now that both sides have sort of, it's more of just a disagreement of meaning. So I would put Tasia back, because I was the same way. Forget, like, the mean girl stuff, go away. But especially, she's shown on all of her dates, she's willing to do stuff, not just...
That's true. She's adventurous, despite having fears. She is an adventurous person, so you never know.
I would definitely put her above Hannah G, just because we haven't seen anything from Hannah G.
She might be great,
but we don't know.
We don't know. Would you be able to jump an 8-foot fence, Ryan?
Right now or ever?
Without training.
Oh, jeez. I mean, remember, he was a professional athlete.
Well, that's true.
I think I probably...
It's high.
It's high.
I probably could, not like he did. I'd have to, lift the leg and then...
Yeah. It'd struggle over.
For sure. I mean, you know, I have the winter warmth on right now. So, like, those extra pounds would probably...
I still haven't lost the baby weight. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, me too.
I haven't lost the baby weight. I don't have kids. So, I mean, we should find one and try it.
Yeah.
Because,
field trip.
I mean,
let's do it.
He wasn't all even a good tape. NFL player, and that just shows the athleticism he still has, because he did it in, like, a blink.
That would have been super embarrassing if you didn't make it. I would definitely
be struggling.
Really, I heard there were, like, multiple takes of that.
No, do it again. Do it again.
Colton, you don't look mad enough that she ran off. We want it to be believable.
But he knew exactly, because if you watch it, he's yanking his pants up right before he gets up to it, so that, you know, his legs, you know, his pants don't get in the way, so he can properly jump it.
Yeah.
And so he pulls the pants up, and then goes over.
Well.
But so, the short answer is no, I probably could not do it, but give it a go.
Yeah.
Give it a go.
I'd pull something, I'm sure.
All right, so
kind
we're...
pulling something, thinking
where
about
are we
it.
Leaving it? You and I, Katie, think that Cassie is going to come around, and Ryan, you're contending that if Cassie doesn't come around, that Hannah is still a contender, and Katie and I think that if it's not Cassie, it's no one.
Yes.
Right. I'm with you in that. I think the whole plan is to still fight for Cassie, and
yes,
that he's
going
to go.
Okay.
But if Cassie's out of the picture, I do think he's going to sit down. He'll explain it. He'll say, you know, I was there with her, and it just. But now I know that it was a lie. So it was. It's the best for me because I was able to see clearly, and it's you. It's always been you.
God, I would believe that. I would totally fall for that. That's
touchdown!
Good, Ryan. That's good.
Or she could be like Lauren and just say she's not watching any of the episodes and just avoid it for the rest of her life.
He did such a great job. Oh, so you watched? No.
No.
Oh. No. So how'd you know he did a great job?
We're going to the Netherlands to be here. Now. Bye. All right, well, so we'll just have to wait and see and find out for the... Another two-night episode. If you have any hate email for Ryan this week...
Just me. Just me.
For
everyone else
just
is fine.
Ryan.
Send it. You can find us on social media at Bachelor Podcast across all platforms. We will see you next week, and thank you so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.